Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're giving you the condensed true history of the Bush crime family, how they forced their way into the vice presidency, now up to the point of clearly being involved in the attempted assassination of Reagan, and then now how through crisis management they start expanding FEMA and these control arms that later even came out in Senate hearings for martial law in America, which we now see unfolding today. Webster Tarpley, investigative journalist, written the preeminent unauthorized biography of the Bushes back in 1992. You can download it for free at his website, tarpley.net. And I know we've got loaded phone lines. Coming up in a little while, we'll get to your calls. He'll only be with us for another 29 minutes. We'll get to your calls in about 10:15. Just accelerating through now, what happened in the rest of the Reagan administration after they had him shot? What developed from there? And then now, what they've now done back in power, what they're setting up, how they're preparing more terror attacks.
Well, I don't know if I can do all of that in just a couple of minutes, Alex, but I think the important thing to see from all this is that when the Bushes approach an election in 1980 or any other time, 1988, they regard this as a CIA covert operation. In other words, they think that in advance they've got to knock out opposition forces. For example, one of the preparations for the 1988 election was the framing up of people like James Baker, Praise the Lord guy, remember him?
Yes.
And Swaggart and people like this. There was a whole group of right-wing evangelicals that had to be silenced. They had to be disciplined. Some of them had to be destroyed in order to stimulate the loyalty of the others. So it's generally, it's not a political election approach, but it's a CIA covert operation. And I think that's what we have to think of now. This notion of the October surprise from those years is relevant, because that is what I think we face now on a kind of a super grand scale. So it's the faction is Bush, CIA, Skull and Bones, Brown Brothers, Harriman, neocons. So that's essentially the conglomerate that runs the United States. Now, these people have had tremendous defeats just in the past couple of months. The situation in Iraq, the situation at Abu Ghraib prison, the falling apart of the coalition of the willing, and the Spanish terror case. Because this, I think, I observed real hysteria among the elites here in Washington, because people in Washington had thought, if you have large-scale terrorism in a country, then you are going to stampede people into supporting the incumbent, whoever that is.
Clearly, the evidence says that was an intelligence operation.
Absolutely. And my personal theory is it's not ETA and not Al-Qaeda, whatever Al-Qaeda may be at any given point, but neo-fascists. In other words, people from Rome, people from Spain. I study these people.
But within hours, people had billboards out on the street saying the government did it. So now there's a paradigm shift. It's backfiring on them. So are they going to go ahead with a super terror attack, Mr.
Well,
Tarpley?
Aznar, the guy who was defeated in all this, the guy who lied about what the terrorism had been and who also tried to shut down the elections, according to my information, but failed, has been touring the United States, and he's met with Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, Card, the whole crew, and his message seems to be, I was defeated by terrorism, I'll tell you the lessons of it. And I'm speculating a little bit now when I say, it seems to me that he thinks the lesson is, if you're going to have terrorism, make sure it's big enough so that there will be no election at all, because that's what happened to him. Because he had the tremendous mobilization of the Spanish people, the trade unions, the left parties, all kinds of people came out, millions into the streets, and he was swept away. Now, Spain is better organized than the U.S. We don't have any national parties. We don't have any aggressive trade union leaders to speak of. But something similar could happen here. In other words, it could backfire against the administration.
But I agree with you. If there's going to be an attack, it's going to be a super attack.
This is the subject of a release that I put out. I hope you might be able to put up a link on your site.
I believe we have a link on Infowars.com to it, but we'll tell folks about your site where it's at as well.
You can find it. It's not on my site, unfortunately. I'm not able to.
Well, I know it's on one of the sites we're linked to.
It's just a rogue. If you look, rogue Bush backers, rogue Bush.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stay there. We've got a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about it.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Since the days of Babylon and Rome, governments, elites have used crises to scare populations into submission. In times of terrorism, in times of fear, people will relinquish liberty because of the siren song promise of security, but you only get tyranny. And yes, it's on InfoWars.com, Rogue Bush backers plan a massive 9/11 attack. Mr. Tarpley's incredible work is posted there, as well as some of the chapters of his biography of the Bush crime family. So that's on InfoWars.com. Right now, we'll put a mirror of that up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. Now, I know we have Vince and Sean and Rick and Russ and John. I want to get to all your calls here in just a moment, but Mr. Tarpley, fast-forwarding now, from watching Senate hearings, from reading the documents, the CIA loves to create crises in third-world countries to then bring in a new government and to arrest their opposition and to engineer entire economies through their coffers. Now they're getting ready to do that here. 9/11 did that to a certain degree, but I agree with you. They're planning a super massive attack. Go over your evidence of that, please.
Well, there's a massive evidence that's in the release. It essentially comes down to statements by government officials. Cheney has been saying since May of 2002 that new terrorist attacks on a large scale are inevitable. The only question is if when, not if.
And now they told U.S. News and World Report it will happen this summer, will be massive. Top generals are calling for martial law.
That's your Washington Whispers column about it will happen here. The other one, though, I think a turning point was April 21st when Bush gave this speech to the newspaper editors. In the afternoon, he told the newspaper editors the terrorists are tough, smart, sophisticated, practically 10 feet tall. The United States is a big country, hard to defend, read impossible to defend. And in the evening, he gave a briefing to Republican leaders saying he's absolutely convinced that there will be major terrorist action before the election.
And then people will go, oh, they're so smart, they knew it was going to happen. No, we'll have to let them be our God.
He wants credit for preventing terrorist attacks at the same time that he tells you that terrorist attacks are inevitable. So figure that one out. The thing is, I don't think that Bush necessarily knows what he's saying. He may be told by his handlers it's smart politics to talk about terror all the time, because that's his stock in trade, is be afraid.
So you don't think Bush is actually in the planning, it's those in the shadows.
I don't see why he would be. In other words, I think what you're dealing with is a network of moles inside the government that are pervasive. It doesn't mean that every government official is a mole.
Yeah, a larger mechanism, compartmentalized, carries out the attack. They just play along with the script.
Right, and I think it's a group of several hundred people. Now, these are now the war criminals. These are the September criminals of 9/11. They're the people who did 9/11, and they're still there, and a lot of them are coming under fire, if you notice.
Well, we see General Myers, the head of NORAD, with a stand-down, getting promoted.
Yes, or David Frasca, I guess, or Braska, this guy from the FBI who blocked all the FBI memos.
It's cash bonuses.
So that's one class. And also, if you look at this Aznar tour, Aznar talking all the time about the coming terror attack. Aznar has actually said in June it's going to be. There are other things going on, though. You've got a whole pattern of FEMA exercises that I go through, large-scale FEMA, all over the month of May. And then you've got the build-up in the propaganda media, the controlled corporate media. Just the other night, there was a scenario drama called Meltdown with Arab terrorists with RPGs attacking a nuclear reactor in the United States, and so on and so forth. What I see, therefore, is a qualitative escalation in the demagogy of terror coming out of Bush, the terror blackmail of this administration, in such a way as to suggest that within that, certain neocon networks and certain, let's say, pro-coup, pro-dictatorship, pro-martial law networks may see this as an opportunity to launch something very big in the ABC realm. In other words, the atomic, bacteriological, or chemical realm.
Let me stop you. Also, their chief minions, the big neocon talk show host, who openly call for putting us in FEMA camps, we disagree with the government, and you've all heard it, folks, you know they're saying it. They giggle every time I listen. You watch. You were against the Patriot Act. You watch when the big terror attack comes. You're all going to see it was your fault, and then we're taking over. I mean, they can't even contain their glee in that they know that their bosses are going to do this, and they're going to get to pose as our saviors saying, see, we told you so.
If we had a real Congress and a real opposition, they would immediately call hearings and demand, they would cross-examine Bush, Cheney, and the rest of these people saying, you predict terror attacks. What do you know? What are you doing against this?
And they did this last time before 9/11.
Yes, precisely. So we're seeing the same thing again.
And we have Gary Hart saying we need to use this disaster to get a new world order.
Let me point out, though, another center of resistance, possibly, the United States Army. The United States Army is now very unhappy with the neocons. In some cases, we're close to mutiny, as far as I can see. In some other countries, we would have already had a military coup, based on what the neocons have done in terms of breaking the U.S. Army.
But they've got their people in the positions of power.
They do, but the question now is, if you're in the U.S. Army, let's suppose you're just a normal infantry or tank officer, somebody who's not special forces, not Delta Force, not military intelligence, you've been fed into a meat grinder and you've been dishonored by this Abu Ghraib nonsense. You have got to figure that if there's a coup and the neocons are cemented into power, the neocons will then feed the U.S. Army into meat grinders labeled Iran, Syria, North Korea, Cuba, much worse than the current one. So there's a big...
In fact, PNAC says that Iraq is meant in the P2OG plan to simply get other people to attack us to escalate into 62 other countries.
Well, again, you have to ask yourself, look at the Army now. They're very unhappy. The Army Times, reflecting the feeling of a lot of people in the rank and file, that Wolfowitz, maybe you saw it, a military officer happens to work for Colin Powell, said that Wolfowitz is a utopian like Lenin, and he has no business commanding any troops. So I think there's enough anger in the Army that they might decide to stop it. The Congress is an obvious target. If you read the scenarios, they all call for the destruction of Congress. Maybe there's somebody in Congress who will speak up, like Cicero.
Yeah, that's right. The White House is saying the Capitol will be destroyed this summer. And meanwhile, Congress is signing over emergency authority to the White House. I mean, that's like... I mean, that's asking for it.
I have a leak, a kind of a signal piece in the Washington Post. They went back and got the Nixon tapes where he wanted to nuke Capitol Hill. So that became the headline in the Washington Post. And I think that's either a signal or at least a warning to try to intimidate the Congress. So I think that's there. And then, of course, other countries. If you look at any other country in the world, obviously has an interest in not having a coup in the United
States.
This
is the biggest political event and movement we're in the middle of in modern history. Would you agree, Mr. Tarpley?
Well, I think it's the greatest danger to constitutional government that I've ever seen in my lifetime or that I can remember, maybe back to the Civil War. So I think it's an extremely grave moment, and I think this is the time for people to mobilize. In other words, don't sit around being scared, but do all the obvious things.
Call into every talk show, lay out who's behind 9/11. Call Congress, call the White House, tell them we know.
Do all those things. And obviously, a telephone call made before the coup is worth a million telephone calls made after.
You know, their think tank experts have got to be telling them people aren't buying this. Because, listen, Webster, I've done over 1,500 radio interviews in the last 2.5 years. And before, about half the callers disagreed with me. Now I might take 30, 40 calls. One person calls in that disagrees when I'm on somebody else's show. Have you not seen a huge awakening take place?
I think that there's been a tremendous 9/11 movement, and I think I would have to say in that nobody has worked harder than you have. I think you're just indefatigable, and I have to congratulate you on your efforts because you've done everything possible, and I think it is beginning to add up. You have this in various parts of the political spectrum. If you see somebody like... various Hollywood people now are sort of flipping, right? Ed Asner, you know the guy who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
Yes.
He is now coming to 9/11 conferences. He's against the 9/11 myth. So I think some pretty notable people, pretty well-known people, are now beginning to break away from the pro-myth group.
Oh, if you only knew the people I've been talking to, Webster. Believe me,
I'm
yes,
sure,
what
I'm
you
sure
said is true.
There's much more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah. Tell you what, let's take a few calls here. This is just incredible. We'll have to have you back on. Let's talk to, let's go ahead and talk to Sean. I'm going to go to Sean first in Colorado. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be short. Your manner of speech reminds me of somebody for whom I have a lot of respect. I'm wondering if you have any past association with Dr. Ruckman.
I don't even know. Who is that?
He's founder of Pensacola Bible Institute.
No, but I would like to get him on the show. I've heard of him. But what else? No, sir. What else is on your mind?
Keep up the good work, brother. America's waking up, and we're seeing absolute power corrupts absolutely all around us today.
I hear you, my friend. Let's talk to Rich in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
This is very interesting. On your website, the Bush coup on Reagan. I just got through reading a book called The Time of the Assassins concerning the attempted assassination of Pope John Paul II. And one thing the author, Claire Sterling, she researched and completely came up with the same conclusions the Italian government did, that it was the Bulgarians and the Russians. And she couldn't understand, and neither could I reading the book, that the CIA, the American State Department, and the American executive kept belittling the Italians, saying there's no way the KGB could have been behind this.
Let me get a comment on that from Mr.
Yeah,
Tarpley.
I know Claire Sterling. She was in Rome at the same time I was. Claire Sterling was a former communist, for one thing. But the interesting thing is, Ali Acha was trained at a CIA base. He was trained by Turple and Wilson, sort of rogue CIA officers. And it's all very well and good to say Bulgarians. Yes, I'm sure the Bulgarians were involved. But the Western, the CIA, the MI6, these are also involved. And you can't imagine the attempt to kill the Pope without the presence of Anglo-American intelligence services, too. And she was never interested in that side of it.
Anything else, sir?
Well, one point was, though, she did show, and also a KGB...
Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Okay, folks.
I got a star.
Webster Tarpley has to go to work here in a little while. He's there in D.C., but he's going to stay with us for another 16 minutes, a little bit into the next segment, hopefully to get to all these calls. But during the break, we're about to go back to Rick and others and Russ and John and Nat. During the break, we were talking about the military. And, you know, if the neocons win, they lose. But regardless, by that you mean that the neocons carry out their next terror attack, because the situation with Kerry, I mean, he's obviously a shill. This thing's obviously a staged event. He's part of the Skull and Bones complex. Your take on that, Mr. Tarpley?
If you look at this release, I have extensive quotes from Kerry's 11-city foreign policy tour, where he essentially embraces this nightmare vision of Bush and Cheney that the United States is a nuclear battlefield in the war on terror, and that nuclear terrorism is the greatest issue in the world. Now, this simply is not true unless the CIA or somebody like this, or some rogue network, more accurately, makes it the issue. There is no such issue.
And if a nuke goes off, they'll be able to take that hysteria to totally re-engineer the society and wire every form of the infrastructure through their coffers.
Absolutely. So therefore, patriotic citizens, whoever you are, wherever you are, have to stop terrorism. In other words, expose these networks. The most useful thing right now would be to roll up a whole group of patsy networks. In other words, groups of psychotics with Arabic or perhaps Spanish or Cuban or Iranian names who are going to be the Atas, in other words, the fall guys for the next round, the Oswalds. In other words, the people who can't do it themselves. They're physically and mentally not capable, but they're going to be blamed if it happens. So just the action of rolling up patsies blocks the controllers from doing what they want to do. Because if there are no patsies, you can't do your operation if the patsies are sitting in jail.
By the way, it just came out yesterday what we already knew. The Taliban tried to turn bin Laden over. They said no. A week ago, the shootings in Khobar, Saudi Arabia, CIA ordered the Saudis to let them go. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is so transparent.
It's blatant. It's systematic. The Sudan tried to give bin Laden to the United States. Madeleine Albright said she was too busy. This is absolute nonsense. So, bin Laden is the sort of patsy, psychotic, lunatic ideologue who he may be alive, he may not be alive, but the more like the operative groups on the ground have got to be rolled up. So people who are patriotic citizens and law enforcement have to realize that it's their duty to do that and not wait for orders.
All right, yeah, get them for a stick of bubble gum on the ground or whatever. Let's go ahead and, Rick, finish up what you were saying quickly.
Okay. Well, I think the KGB defector, Major Shamov, pretty much corroborated that the Russians, the KGB, had indeed been working with IJA and the Bulgarians. I think he backed up Claire Sterling. One last point.
Yeah, and through that, you got the CIA controlling it. Finish up.
Okay. We are facing a dire threat from the Bushes. And also, I think we have to watch Russia, Putin. Russia is the same enemy as well as Communist China. We have to watch the communists.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Russ in Alabama, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for the show. Mr. Tarpley, when indispensable information and reportage from Alex Jones and others succeeds in waking people up, the question is, what do we do? In your research, redounds to the question, what do we do about the presidency? And not just what do we denounce and expose, but what do we support? And real quickly, it seems like some of the research that you've referenced indicates that you may be able to discuss with Alex in a way I've not been able to the significance of the presidential candidacy of LaRouche. Thanks.
I don't know if it has much significance. I think that this probably is not the answer, and the notion that somebody like LaRouche is the messianic answer to our current situation is wrong. Here's what I would say. We're due for a party realignment. If you go back to 1932, 1968, 2004, we have these 36-year cycles in American history. They go back to George Washington, right? They've been valid through the Civil War. They've been repeating. We're due now for a party realignment. And it could take either of two forms, I think. If the 9/11 myth can be destroyed, dismantled, deconstructed, the Republican Party, the Bush regime, immediately collapses because the whole system of government, the whole system of the world is now built on this one big lie. If, on the other hand, the 9/11 myth is allowed to continue, I think we're probably due for a party realignment into some form of fascism. And I think that's the story for 2004. And we've seen tremendous breathtaking events this year, stunning events. We've got a whole economic dimension that I go into in this communique, right? We've got the Federal Reserve pumping the money supply at a $2 trillion a year yearly rate, which looks like the beginning of hyperinflation, which has not been around, but is seemingly beginning now. And I think with that, you can see the opportunity for political activism this year is to create a new party system that might, if the Republican Party collapsed, the Democratic Party would probably split into two or three camps, and there would be a reshuffle where the citizens...
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
That Bush has the power of God, unlimited power to torture or violate any law he wishes. It's the Wall Street Journal. We'll get into martial law in Georgia. Just a bunch of other key news coming up here in a few minutes. We're about to let our guest, Webster Tarpley, go. The website is tarpley.net, and we'll spell that out for you and tell you about a book that he has in print that you should really get here in a few minutes. Quickly, though, a few final calls. John in Louisiana, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Yes, R. Emmett Terrell, who was perhaps Reagan's biggest booster, has written that that Reagan had only one ally in the whole cabinet in the White House. That was Ed Meese, and the rest of them were all against him.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Tarpley's written as well.
That's
Mr. Tarpley?
That's about right.
Now, have you mentioned the Chip Tatum incident at the Bush family island off of Florida, whereby Senior Bush ordered Chip Tatum to dispatch Ross Perot?
No, I don't have anything about that.
Well, I heard Chip Tatum say that, relate that in his own voice. 10 or 12 years ago, I had some forlorn hope that the U.S. military could extricate and save the United States. That's the scenario that Colonel Dunlap has written up that's been highly circulated. I think now that that's quite out of the question, that the powers that be have purged and drummed out the real Americans. They've used political correctness in the military academies and the war colleges to train up people. And just look at their names over in Iraq or anywhere else, and you'll see that the whole character of the military has been changed. And a military coup to save this country is quite out of the question. How do you respond to that?
I'm against all coups. I don't want any coups. I want constitutional government. All I'm saying is that the military officers have sworn to defend the Constitution.
They could refuse to follow martial law directives, which Georgia is a test going on right now.
Better yet, they can prevent the terror operations from taking place. That is, the military, through what they know, through the contacts they have, can detect the patsy operations and mole operations that are going on.
Well, on September 11th, NORAD was told to stand down because of a, quote, CIA drill of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Is NORAD going to stand down, or is the military going to stand down again when they say it's just a drill as it's happening?
Of course, they're neutered.
Well, I think the question now is Iraq has shown them very clearly, especially the Army, not so much the Air Force and the Navy, and that's unfortunate, but the Army has learned that if you follow the neocons into battle, you suffer grievously.
Amen.
Will the Army accept following the neocons further along this insane path?
Okay, thanks for the call, John. Last call for our guest. We'll get to other callers who have been holding. Nat in Oregon. Go ahead.
I just have a quick question, Alex. Do you know if there's any high-level government officials that monitor your show or website so that they can have this information?
There are literally millions. We get millions of government hits a month from the IRS to Defense Intelligence to the NSA, and most of it is people just getting the information. They don't have hundreds of thousands of operatives watching us. They don't even have hundreds of thousands of operatives. But, yes, the government is listening because better than anybody else, they know what we're saying is accurate because they live it every day. Mr. Tarpley?
Yes, and I think your influence is quite significant. And
well, I'm not tooting my horn. I mean, just in my little sector of the battle, though, we know they're watching.
Yes, by all means.
All right, anything else, Nat?
No, that's it. I'm just curious.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Tarpley go. I want to get you back on in the next few weeks, sir.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Tell folks about your book that is in print.
If you're
that's
interested
available.
In the book, it's only available on disc. It's available on disc or, I suppose, CD if you really, really need it. But it's Surviving the Cataclysm. It's essentially the book that predicted the dot-com crash of the 01-02 period, and it contains some ideas about personal finance, how to protect yourself, how to protect your family financially, how to survive, and also an analysis of what's going on in the world financial system. Because that the other big thing that's driving the coup preparations is this notion that the dollar is coming to an end, that the dollar is collapsing as a reserve currency, that FEMA and Fannie Mae are bankrupt with many trillions of dollars of bad mortgages. We've had a housing bubble and a bond bubble. Both seem to be coming down. And you've got a lot of countries around the world that are dumping the dollar as a means for paying the paying for oil. At least they're preparing to do this. Now, that would not in itself be bad, but that will cause a tremendous dislocation when it does happen.
Okay, and the website, spell out Tarpley.
It's www.tarpley.net.
Okay, and is there a phone number or address to
no,
get that
just
book?
No, just the website, and a mailing address is given on there.
Okay, Webster, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On. God bless you, and we'll have you back on about the financial information.
Bye.
Good to talk to you. I don't want to wait 3 years to have you back on next time. A lot of great work, great researcher. We're honored to have him. More of your calls, all that news I mentioned coming up. But first, waiting in the wings, we're honored to have her. Joining us is Captain Joyce Riley, who's part of a Showtime reality show about what type of people the American population would really like to elect to the presidency, and she's one of the 10 selected for this, and they're having a town hall meeting being filmed for Showtime in Arkansas tonight, and joining us is Captain Joyce Riley to give us an update. Joyce?
Hey, thank you, Alex. It's my pleasure. It was what a good show you had on there. Man, I would love to be listening to that for the entire time. Yes, you know, you and I are so alike in what we believe, and your show is so representative of what the people really want in this country. And InfoWars at InfoWars.com is the kind of information that people need to be seeing and hearing. And I just want to commend you and say thank you very much for allowing me to invite anybody near Arkansas City, Kansas, to this meeting tonight. This is a whole lot bigger than I ever thought. And to show you how the American public wants to be heard, wants to be seen, we have had Creekstone, the meat packing plant here, donate all the incredible hamburger meat tonight. So we're going to have a free hamburger cookout. The sodas have been donated. Country Mart donated all of the other items that we needed for food. And this is a phenomenal outpouring of American people who say, we want our chance to be heard, so we're going to set up the microphone tonight. And the Power Hour listeners and the Alex Jones listeners can come to that microphone and you tell me what you want. You tell America what you want, because thank goodness there's the American Candidate Program by Showtime who wants to know what you think. And I'm running for American Candidate. And you can go to AmericanCandidate.com. You can vote for Joyce. You can see the information there of the finalists in this. And there were about somewhere over 1,000 that entered into it. And it got narrowed down. We're down to the final 10. Now, I'm going to be traveling all over the country right now. Dave's going to be taking over the show, and I'm going to be calling in periodically. But we're going to be doing this, even though I don't like to leave home, and I don't like to leave my husband, but we got to do this to tell America.
The people know that they're not being given a real choice, and so the mainstream media is kind of responding with, you know, okay, this is what the people really want. We know there's not a difference between Bush and Kerry, who are cousins, and Skull and Bones members together. And we know that Kerry's embraced the war and all the policies, so has Hillary Clinton. And so they know that the people are hungry for an alternative, and this sounds very exciting.
You know, it is very, very exciting. And I think that the result of this is going to be the average person is going to be able to say, hey, Bush administration, hey, Kerry, future Kerry, if they are going to be the ones elected, we don't like what you all are doing. We don't like when you did it 5 years ago, 8 years ago, or 100 years ago. We don't like the way it is right now. We want to get it back to the way it was supposed to be a couple of hundred years ago. You know all about that. Our listeners know about that. And what an incredible opportunity.
Okay, 6:30 tonight, Arkansas.
6 p.m. Yeah, 6 p.m. tonight. And it's going to be 712 West Washington Avenue at the Agra Building. Now, we had to change it to the Agra Business Hall because there's so many people that we plan on having show up. So it's AmericanCandidate.com, and be in our Kansas City, Kansas. I want to meet you and tell me you're an Alex Jones listener. And it's going to be 712 West Washington Ave, all right?
All right, Joyce. Well, that's exciting, and I hope you win.
Thank you for your support, and I thank Genesis for their support, and this is the way it's got to work. Thanks, Alex. God bless.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, this network's definitely getting a lot of attention right now. I'm consulting for two separate movies, two separate national British TV shows, and a bunch of other things. And you know, Joyce is over here, but now going to be part of this Showtime series. And why do we see the establishment doing this? Well, number one, there's a lot of people in the establishment that bought in to the New World Order who have now woken up to the New World Order across the political spectrum, conservative, liberal, libertarian, you name it, but also because the establishment is being forced to address these issues because now, as Vanity Fair admitted when they viciously attacked me, we're playing to the big room now. We're not being ignored. Well, people don't think we're conspiracy theorists because we just go off the facts. And we've laid out over the years what the New World Order program of control is, what was going to happen, and now it's all started to happen. Okay, I know we've got some phone calls here. The toll-free number, I guess it's always a good idea to give the number out. I haven't done that since the first hour. It's 1-800-259-9231. And the next hour and 15 and a half minutes that we have left in this Tuesday edition, we are going to open the phones up and take a lot of your calls in rapid succession at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into Bush saying that he's God and can torture and break any law he wants. They actually said that. They said we can do whatever we want. I want to get into martial law in Georgia. Just huge, massive developments in our face. In our times that are hard to believe, but it's really all starting to happen. We're on the edge of plunging into a deep darkness we have never seen in modern history in this country or in the world. Before I go to Vince and others that are patiently holding, I do want to just briefly encourage all of you to visit prisonplanet.tv, where we've just uploaded my weekly TV report. A weekly television report, all my documentaries, other documentaries for download or streaming there, original text reports, news reports, the best radio interviews I do. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv. and it's 15 cents a day. If you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, and that makes all the websites possible because we're victims of our own success with the tens of millions of visitors that we have at the site. So be a founding supporter and member of PrisonPlanet.tv. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry a bunch of other great books and films and books on tape and bumper stickers and pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts and anti-tyranny T-shirts. Ultra-left-wing stuff, according to the neocons, you know, pro-gun, ultra-left-wing. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the books, the videos, the tapes via our secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or Matrix of Evil, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films. So you save $18 on the three-tape special, $24 on the four-tape special, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. We can do a lot more if we get the support. So the toll-free number to order the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's up to you. The videos are waking people up. Expose the murdering killers. It'll only happen if you take action to get my videos and make copies of them. Okay, let's go ahead and take a few calls, and I'll get into all the news I just mentioned. Vince in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, I like that last John. I can't remember his name now.
Mr. Tarpley?
Mr. Tarpley, yes. Let me inform you, I worked on the Ronald Reagan campaign in 76, and he won the national primary over Gerald Ford, and he did paint Gerald Ford as a trilateraler. And the thought of it was then, as I remember, because I was in college at that time, that he was going to nominate Paul Waxhaw as his vice president. And this had the Republican hierarchy in this country and in this state of Indiana shaking because they just couldn't envision somebody like that from the left coming in and taking over the Republican Party.
And so instead we got the ultra big government pimps of George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was 1976. You know, and mind you, Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky all reversed their votes of millions and millions of people in a primary and changed them over to Gerald Ford at that time.
I understand. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead. Who's up next here? John in Kansas City. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say keep up the good work. And the other day you were talking about John Lennon and the album he had out just right before he got murdered. You said the Beatles were talking, or it was either Lennon or the Beatles were talking about the New World Order.
No, it was just Lennon talking about how he got conned, how he was dumb before, how it's the Illuminati devil worshippers that run everything.
You know what album that was? I've got a Beatle collection, and my friend of mine has an extensive collection.
I think it's something like Music or Songs for Revolutionaries. It was a compilation of songs put out of singles. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, well, it's John Lennon only, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, also, what was I just caught the last part of Joyce Riley? What is, I'm in Kansas City. What is she running for again? I'm not real sure what that was
okay,
all about.
Okay, it's a mini series for Showtime of if we did have real candidates, what do they want? And it's a program where you have 10 different candidates running against each other, and then people vote on the TV show for who they want.
Really? That sounds interesting. It's better than what we got. I remember when Doyle was running against Clinton and they had the debates, they wouldn't let anybody in there, any third party Nader or anybody like that.
And that's right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, John. John in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Yesterday you were talking about, I don't know if you were reading from an article, I guess you were, you always do, about how Bush aides were seeing Bush's mental capabilities, like going off the deep end, basically?
Yeah, that was Capitol Hill Blue, highly respected publication in D.C., with Bush screaming and cussing and throwing fits.
Capitol Hill Blue.
No, it's on Infowars.com.
It is? What's it under?
Well, you'll be yesterday's news. There's a calendar there. You'll click on the 7th, and it's one of the headlines, and it's Bush age question, Bush's stability.
Great. Wonderful. Hey, thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to break here in just a few seconds, and I'm going to come back and get into Bush okayed torture in war. And we'll also get into the martial law in Georgia. Very interesting. Maybe you'd like to call about that. It's a big deal. Just calmly, you know, troops and people evacuating and 2,000 body bags. And that's the London newspaper reporting that. And we also have the Associated Press reporting it. Pretty big deal. Just preemptive martial law for your safety. And the government saying bigger martial law is coming. This is the new America, a new military government. And it's all for your safety. And, you know, big government's good and conservative, and, you know, we had to kill America to save America. We'll be right back. Infowars.com's the website.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, this London Independent article is chilling. We also have the Detroit News, the Associated Press, local TV stations reporting, but it says 2,000 body bags and detention center readied for G8 protesters. The body bags have been shipped in. Locals are running scared, and foreigners are being arrested and deported, but the southern border is wide open. Organizers of this week's G8 summit are taking no chances with security. Jane Dixon reports from the community under siege. And it says that they thought that this would put, you know, the coastline on the map, and everybody was really excited and happy. And it describes the sky black with helicopters. with armored vehicles on the ground. Most of the houses are completely empty. Let me just try to read over this. It says, it didn't work out. That is, you know, making it a great tourist destination. As the summit opens today, the atmosphere of St. Simons is more ghost town than Gold Rush. In the days before an earthquake, and it says, in the eerie absence of automobiles that tells you something is about to blow in a community where four or five car families are not unusual, driveways stand deserted. For days, the Humvees screamed across the slender causeway that is the island's only link to the mainland have been met with nose-to-tail traffic streaming in the opposite direction. Around half the island's residents have evacuated, scared silly by the double and largely undetermined threats of international terrorism and violent protests. How did this happen? Asked local teacher David Ray Dockery. And goes on, paranoia perhaps, but there's nothing like the chutter of helicopters to put the wind up a generation raised on MASH. The skies along the coast, normally the area of spectacular aeronautics by brown pelicans, and are black with military aircraft swooping low over houses on endless security sorties. Roadside checkpoints manned by cheery grunts cradling machine guns are scarcely more reassuring. And then it goes into the troops searching your vehicles. It's even hard to leave. Helicopters landing. They've got 2,000 body bags out saying they'll kill anyone that protests. We covered this in the Associated Press last week, and here it is. Martial law in Georgia. Six counties, almost the entire coastline, over half the state. And I've watched video on the news of this. I've got photos here. 20-plus thousand police, tens of thousands of troops, undetermined numbers, marching in black uniforms and green uniforms, beating batons on their shields, pulling families over, dragging people out of cars. A total drill of New World Order, just preemptive martial law. And it says the same thing in Detroit Free Press. Here's another one. Few protesters in Savannah on eve of G8 summit. Authorities had prepared themselves for G8 protests to begin. You banned them. What are you talking about? You said no protest. The streets money, but so far things are still quiet. The meeting of world leaders officially starts Tuesday on Sea Island. Savannah, Chatham police officers responded to no protest-related incidents because protests aren't allowed. An opening ceremony in downtown's Franklin Square featured only seven demonstrators, which I guess they didn't arrest. But again, the governor said, we can ban protests. I'm putting the order in. Demonstrators organized are expected to be setting up camp in the city's expansive park, the City of the Peace and Civil Liberties Festival. And police spokesman Bucky Burnson said it's still too early to declare the number of GA protesters smaller than expected. And again, in the past, they hire provocateurs to cause a crisis, then they attack everybody. And it's weird mixed reports. I mean, we've had the people on, the lawyers on, we've read the reports where no protest allowed, cities banning it, the lawsuits filed over it. So now it looks like they're allowing a few small ones, but nobody's showing up because of all the fear-mongering. And again, it says, the days leading up to the G8 summit on Sea Island have been so uneventful that the thousands of police officers, military men and women helping the security on adjoining St. Simons Island and up the coast of Savannah can only wait for something to happen. In the meantime, they parade around in their patrol cars and with their sirens on, lounge in lawn chairs and roadside checkpoints. That's what life's going to be like nationwide. And swap stories and jokes and try to stay on guard. There are about 20,000 law enforcement officers and oh, man, I tell you. You like martial law, folks? You enjoy it? Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.